When you eat chicken, what's the part that children like to have so they can pull it apart and see what, how it will break?
Wishbone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
The gizzard. And the liver.
Okay, so what about all these things together? You call them what? Say the liver, the heart, and the gizzard, all of them together. You say they make up what? Chicken.
Make chicken stew out of it.
Okay. What's the inside of the part of the pig or the calf that you eat?
The liver and the lights and the pig. Chitlins.
Okay.
You ever eat the chitlins?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I like mashing chitlins and that upset our stomach.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is what? If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you might say it's what time?
It's early in the morning or late, getting late in the afternoon.
Okay. How do you call cows to get them in from the pasture? Any kind of call?
I forgot that call I used to. Most of ours always have to wait to get into the barn.
Okay, when you want to make them stand still when you milk them, what do you say?
I never seen that.
Okay.
What does that say?
Well, might you say something like, or boss, or saw, or foot, or something like that? What about calling a calf? How would you call a calf in?
I never did have no name. The general would have to catch him to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? Well, you know what I tell my wife when I move back there on TV when we're eating news on? That reminds me of a damn calf. The hardest thing to hold, guide.
Mm-hmm.
And they do.
Do you have any kind of call to a horse when you try to get the horse to come in?
No, I never had one.
What would you say to a horse when you want to urge him on and get him moving?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you use to stop him?
Whoa.
And what about when you want to back him into a buggy?
Back up.
How would you call hogs to feed him?
Ooh. But now, I have called hogs.
What about
now, let me see. I can't think of it. Can't think of it now, but I have.
What about chickens? You call
chicken. That's what we used to do that.
So you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere. You'd say, I want to do what to the horses? You've got to
hitch them up.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Reins.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
What's that mean?
When you put your feet into something when you're riding horseback. And those things that you put your feet into. You call them stirrups?
Oh, what do you say? Stirrups. That's right. I just can't hear good this morning. More than usual.
So you have two horses. The horse on the left is called what?
One on the right side and one on the left side of the single tree. That's called a team, two of them.
Would you call them a lead horse?
Well, we never did, but that's the word you would use.
Say if something is not right near at hand, you would say it's just a little something over.
Like shift something over?
Yeah, you would say it's not quite right here. It's just a little ways or a little...
little ways over.
You might say a little piece.
Yeah, that's right.
How would you say that?
Just a little piece over there.
Okay, you're doing fine.